Vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, car off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tanny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Sleep a lot, eat a lot, like crazy.
All right, sorry, a little bit of a late start here. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we've got a very special abrupt start for you, honors of our guests. Let's get into it.
Treasure that I wanna keep it.
right. That was Lifetime Showtime by Fuamoco. Honored guest. Do you have anything to say about this?
Honored guest. More like special guest, I think.
Real.
A special start from your special guest.
Great. anything you want to say about Fuamoco or Lifetime Showtime?
I mean, it speaks for itself, you know? It's just that good.
Okay, sure. We got some input in the chat. It's like speed metal on helium. I can agree with that. Another one is this would mix well with Straight Outta Compton. Not envisioning that in my cortex right now, but if someone wants to go out there and make that happen, I'd be very happy. It's like I've definitely dropped them on the show. I don't know if you were here for it or maybe just listening, but the Monster Hunter Space Jam mixes, those go crazy. They're some of the best like meme mixes to date. Okay, do you have one you'd want to do next here on your docket?
Not particularly.
Okay,
I'm low on opinions this month.
Dang, do you want to dive into that live on air? No, I get that.
Yeah,
it's
I can
like
take it or leave it.
It's so difficult to like actualize, like an opinion in general and make decisions like. I don't know. I was only trained on how to do it efficiently for like 4 years, and I still can't really figure out like what I want to eat tonight on a daily basis, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's because self-expression is to dare to put yourself out into the world or something. Weekly downloads from SoundCloud. Sorry, notification. let's do Mirage. This is from another VTuber.
An associate of the former artist.
But this one's more, I feel like it's Lady Gaga pilled a little bit. It's
a little
like,
more palatable for the general
it's
audience.
It's like K-pop and Lady Gaga had a musical child.
Mm.
And it's called Mirage by
Takanashi Kiara.
Takanashi Kiara, thank you. I'm rusty.
I'm here for you.
I've been out of the rabbit hole for a couple of years now. I'm clean. Okay, let's get it going here.
Do you? No, no, do you? No.
That one's kind of bumping. Also, we're back in Studio A for a little bit. It does have a disclaimer both on the door and the desk that says, if you use this, it's at your own peril, and if it breaks, it's on you, and also when you're done, move it back to the other studio. But, I mean, I've never messed up here before.
We'll take our chances.
Yeah, I think I messed up twice last show, actually, but it's fine. Okay, so last time on the show, not last time, 3 times ago, when I played a song, and then it just went radio silent for, like, 2 minutes, that's because I tried to do what I did today successfully. So, with each
today new, was successful.
Today was successful. So, with each new day, we grow and learn from the failures of the past.
Isn't that beautiful?
You know, if your brain still works. If you're not GPT in everything, okay, sorry. It's cool. It's cool. I think it's cool, but there's a limit to cool, you know? I don't spend 24 hours a day on a calculator. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you went to for cool.
Well, I meant more like over-reliance on tech. The argument's like... the way I use it, it's called a cool-culator. Calculator. That's so much better.
Cool-culator. Just...
Cool-cool. Cool-cool. Dude, speaking of cuckoo...
Apt description.
You know what song goes absolutely crazy? Maybe we could drop this later on the show. I want a party, I want a samba from Rio.
Oh my gosh.
That's like crazy. But they, yeah, no, that one goes insane. I remember bumping to that like unironically for probably years. Like it was so, I thought it was such heat. It is. Okay, one more VTuber special here.
All right, yeah. Change of pace for sure.
Yeah, but change of pace for sure. Anything you want to say about the last one or this one? Apparently there's a dance to the last one. Dalton said he's going to learn it.
I intend to before I die.
Okay. No,
but, you know, clock's ticking and I haven't tried yet.
No, it's true, it's true. And there's a lot of other things on the list, I'm sure.
A few. Yeah. A few come before it. A lot come after it. It's up there.
It's up there.
Yeah, if I'm not wasting my time on Instagram, I spend a lot of time in this online YouTube trend of VTubers who make music, and when they make a good song, it never ceases to amaze me, because I just can't get to expect it.
Yeah.
Even after all this time, and the consistent proof that they're just people making music like any other artist...
There's definitely an element of, like, industry plant-ish kind of thing, you know, where it's, like, how much of the scaffolding is, like, holding them up from, like, fans of their other work or, like, the producers or stuff like that.
With this next one, for sure, but the first one, no.
Well, okay. But I will agree with what my brother meant to say, which is this one goes kind of crazy. Like, I think this one's super, like, arcane-coded. I could totally hear this happening in, like... Like, basically, you still have the music video of Imagine Dragons, but instead of that song, it's the lead singer from Imagine Dragons opening up his voice, and then it's just Gargura going, tear it down, burn it down.
Very cinematic.
It could go. That's a better way to put it. This song's relatively cinematic, not it could be an arcane. Which is... They're basically synonymous.
We each have our brain rot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mine's still League of Legends. I'm like 2 years clean from that game. 2 years, I think. A year and a half. But unfortunately, like, the show still goes feral, and the soundtrack even more so. Maybe on par. But anyway, this is Ash Again by... Me, when I'm asking my friend, who I'm less up to date on the Pokemon series than they are, and it's 1998, and I'm wondering who the main character is in Johto. This is Ash Again by Gargura and Casey Edwards.
Devil May Cry music.
Oh, shoot.
Which is why this goes so hard.
That does make a lot of sense.
It was a big
sense.
Win for her before she left.
Oh, because she was like super into Devil May Cry.
Indeed. Shout out Gargura.
And she made all her devils cry when she...
Essentially retired.
Retired, kind of. Unrelated, if you ever are interested in getting into this, you can now watch... what's the project called now? Bauska. Who's guru now?
Oh, Saba.
Saba. Nailed it. Okay. Here's Ash again, like our guru. Goes hard. I'll give that one killer track. I say killer track once a show. or try to. Sometimes it's more than that.
So that, like, a little Easter egg we should look for?
Yeah. I mean, it ended up being one, because I just kind of kept saying it over and over again, and then I caught myself being like, that's too redundant.
More of a tick.
Yeah. A tick into a tradition, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tick tradition. I'm going to stop myself before I, like, accidentally say something I shouldn't. I don't even know what that would be, but... yeah, that one goes hard. I love how cinematic and, like, epic it is. I love cinematic and epic songs.
For the record, Dad, I'm sure you're listening. If not live, then you're going to pull this up on the treadmill tomorrow. But when I sat you down and made you watch VTubers for an hour and a half, this is where I was trying to get to. So, shout out to Mom, who's been stoked with me a lot longer and has been through it before.
Mom, who's, like, actively watched, like... New Year's celebrations by Ina or something, or like whatever we just threw on the TV while we're like locked up in quarantine or whatever it was. Incredible. What a interesting time we live in. One of these people, not the word I was going to use originally, one of these people ganked me the other day. I was watching my comfort anime right now, not my comfort anime, just like the random shonen that I'm like on right now, Gachi Yakuta, and I was listening to the theme song, and they changed it from season one, or like half of season one, to the other half of season one,
which they do
sometimes. And I was so happy, first of all, because the first one was like it was fine. It was trying to do too much. It was trying to be like Kickback. But Kickback's already happened, and, like, really well, you know? So, it's just kind of obnoxious, in my opinion. And then the second one, I was like, oh, dang, I really like this one. And also, the voice sounds familiar. And it was flipping Mori Calliope.
Long-time listeners know well.
Grim Reaper. Yeah.
By both our ends.
I've played a multitude of her album, as well as her Demon Dice project, which is unaffiliated. but, yeah. Good stuff. Anything? I think I've got a cinematic track. You threw it on the playlist here. It's an artist we both like. But,
you started it, so carry the torch, brother.
Okay. I've got a cinematic track here. This is from Ymir. I've definitely already played this on the show. I feel like usually when Ymir drops something, I'm pretty quick to put it on the next show. Mostly because it sounds similarly like epic and cinematic, and it's just fun to hear in the big speakers. But also, like, when I was particularly angsty during certain parts of my life, this song went so hard. And I loved just, like, blaring it super loud and, like, singing along with it, because it's, like, so monotone. So you can really belt it without feeling like you don't know how to sing. You know what I mean? You want to join me on this one?
I'm a little angsty, which is why this was in my playlist.
Anyway. Okay, so, okay. Yeah.
We're getting there.
We'll get there. Maybe
I might know what you mean.
Maybe Dalton and I will have a little bit of a off mic duet here where we just both go doom doom doo doom 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 doom. But it's not like Pirates of the Caribbean. It's slightly different.
I'm
Jack Sparrow.
I'm sparrowing around.
That's my Jack Sparrow impression.
Use a little more sass.
That's... Oh, okay, wait. Let me give it a try. More sass?
Okay, yeah.
More sass? Okay. Hey, I'm Jack Sparrow. It's a crazy good bit. This guy just goes up to characters who are in full costume and doing impressions and stuff, and he's like, I've got an impression of this character, and every time he just goes... Hey, insert character name. How you doing? I'm insert character name around in here. And it's crazy. Every time it makes me smile, because people can be so stupid. All right, let's get into it. This is Heartsick by Ymir. I love how intense it is. Lots of string play, as usual with Ymir. And fun syncopated chorus as well. Let's get into it.
Slowly, reality's unfolding. If only I could turn back the days, take back this fatal mistake. Why do you hold me like you always owned me? Every time I try to escape, you bring out the tape, then I bite till it breaks.
just to hate me, more love me just to play me. A devil in a pretty disguise. I think you could hurt me like you did before. Come back just to break me. Don't kiss me like it's right. Kill me just to hate me, more love me just to play me. You're killing me from the inside. Then you go tell me that I'm always your sinner just to leave me so heart sick.
I like that one a lot. Also, I'm going to turn you up a little bit. I got a little feedback that maybe you should either move closer to the mic, bring it closer maybe. I'll turn you up as well.
I can get closer.
We'll see. Yeah.
I know what a microphone is.
Yeah, exactly. You basically want to like kind of kiss it, but don't because a lot of people are here. You know
like
what I'm saying?
Like Bond from Spy Family.
James. Bond of the James variety. I love saying of the blank variety to things. It goes crazy. Would you like to, anything? Did you feel like you got your angst out to that song?
Sure.
Cool. Glad I could help you with that.
Thanks.
do you want to do this rap song that you put on the list?
I mean, if you'll have me.
Of course.
If you want to skip it, I don't.
No, I'm down for it. I just like I really only need to play like these two. I was gonna play this if you played the other Tedo song.
I don't know where that went.
Me neither. I thought it was up there. It was honestly right.
Now it is Machine Love.
Well, that's down there. Honestly,
I think,
we can find.
I think
honestly.
I cut out honestly.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, we had that whole honestly bit.
Yeah, we did.
It happens.
You still. I guess what I'm saying is, like, let's get one of yours in, maybe, right now.
Yeah, so we can sit me in the corner. And
exactly, and put you in a timeout where you belong.
Where I belong.
Okay. Where I belong. Okay, do you want this one, or do you want the Tedo one, or do you want another Fuamoco song? Or 1-800?
Let's do Find You.
Find You. Okay, anything you want to say about this
one? It's like a rap song from a PlayStation game that I've never played and don't think I ever will. But it just came on shuffle and I'm like, ooh, this is fun.
It came on shuffle from what playlist? This is important lore.
Sonic Music.
Sonic the Hedgehog. One of the best gaming franchise. Okay, first of all, let me rephrase that. Actually, I don't need to. One of the best gaming franchises ever. But secondarily, for some reason they cook so hard on their OSTs for like no reason.
They have an apt understanding of ambition and the human experience for a game about a hedgehog.
Hedgehog that goes fast. Like, no, there's like crazy clips of these games that are like maybe like some of the more inspiring pieces of literature I've heard. They're definitely more inspiring than like, I don't know, the past 20 years of governmental candidates.
Other than that, now watch this drive.
What I'm saying is Sonic the Hedgehog for President 2028. Is that the next one, man? I'm a registered voter, I promise. 2028.
Could be.
But yeah, this came on from a Sonic adjacent playlist, and you could convince me this was in a Sonic game. This comes right after Green Hill Zone 1. I made that joke to my brother, but I still think it's pretty funny. Anyway, here is Find You by
Doja Rays,
not to be confused with the cat.
The truth will find you. We all caught up in it, cause we all brought up in it. The hardship we endure is just a part of living. All the hearts we break, that's just a part of building. All the parts we take, that's just a part of giving. You don't see it, what you see it is hidden. And when they hide it, they don't want no one to find it forbidden. And when they lying, then it's really only truth that they spitting. If you believe them, then it's really just a lie that's been written. It's kinda hard to try to figure out the science religion. Cause all the hate that you spraying is really love that's misgiven. And all the love that you craving is just a hateful incision. And when our souls cradle, then it's in a grave or in prison. The state we live in ain't the way we envisioned. When we were babies, there were so many ways we were left wishing. But now the wall has been pulled over these eyes that they glisten. And now that glimmer of hope won't even shine in a prism. The things that you conceal, they can't hide you. The things that you reveal, they can't guide you. What you thought was real is just a lie too. If you can't find the truth will find you. The things that you detest are deep inside you. The things that you possess, they only ride you. The words that you confess are just a lie too. If you can't find the truth will find you. We through the magic are often painful and tragic. Your final place is a wasteland that's filled with anger and havoc. And all the angels and magic couldn't re-angle the traffic. And this disgrace of a place is left to his demons and addicts. There ain't no way to try to come back from these episodes that leave you lost until you found extraterrestrial. Cause when the human mind is nothing more than vegetables, it's so easy to spray and say there's nothing left for those. That's the point, cause as they grow it, they don't want you to know it. So they dress it up like it's pretty when it's really a rodent. And they make it out to be silly when it's really impotent. And yeah, they call it your partner when it's really your opponent. The things that you conceal, they can't hide you. The things that you reveal, they can't guide you. What you thought was real is just a lie too. If you can't find the truth will find you. The things that you detest are deep inside you. The things that you possess, they only ride you. The words that you confess are just a lie too. The only way to find the truth is to find you. Yeah, yeah, they can't hide you. Nah, they can't guide you. Yeah, yeah, it's all a lie too. The only way to find the truth is to find you. Yeah, yeah, they gonna ride you. Yeah, yeah, they deep inside you. Yeah, yeah, they right behind you. The only way to find the truth is to find you.
I love a good amen break right at the outro there. Also, I mean this in the best way.
Me too, Caesar.
My bad, y'all. I mean this in the best way possible. You can totally tell that comes from a PlayStation 1 game.
Yeah.
Like it is right up there on like the Tony Hawk Pro Skater or like NBA 2K03 soundtrack. No, I changed my mind. Dirt bike, like motocross. That was always like, or like Forza Horizon, not Horizon, because that was like,
that was lately.
Forza Grand Prix?
Lately? I don't know.
Can we do any Forza heads in the chat? Okay. But yeah, no, I love how like old school Y2K rap that is 1990s ish rap.
I think it was from 2013, but
well, I mean like the
hip hop style.
Yeah, the vibe feels very like it feels. If it's from 2013, it feels late.
Yeah.
But it goes hard. I dig it. It's very, very fun. I want that on my jogging playlist, and I don't even jog. That's what I'm saying. I have a playlist called Drum and Bass to listen to when I need to fight God and win. I don't get into fights. But sometimes you just need the motivation, you know? You need something to feel like you're going up against something greater than yourself. And you need 175 beat per minute music to really carry you through it.
Mm-hmm.
You're here.
Here.
Okay.
All right, I'll reside into my corner.
Yeah, get away from here.
Just
kind of
watch
here.
The show.
I've got... we're definitely playing more of this album later. But as my brother is only here for this week, I wanted to make sure he got his time to blare whatever he wants on the big speakers. We'll probably jump back to that. I only have two songs that I really want to play this week. And one of them is from the new Liney album, which I talked about ad nauseum, at least throughout the week, but a little bit on the show last time as well. It's so good. It's called Noise to Dance To, I think. Yeah, Noise to Dance To. And that's exactly what it is. It's like such simple sound design like throughout the entire album, but just good clubby beats, and catching a lot of this album live before it came out was so much fun, and like everyone who was there at the show was also just going like crazy feral to it. Everyone knew his stuff, super super fun. And like, he's not hitting Mass for his tour, unfortunately. Sometimes you miss out. But I was, like, high-key considering trying to go to Brooklyn to catch him because it was, like, just so much fun. But, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with this album. We'll play more of it later. Also, we have no semblance of order on this show today, so this is going to be very different from the previous track. But this is called Step To It. It's the second track on the album and the first non-single release, I believe, on the album. And it's really good. It's very easy to step to, and that's probably why he named it that. What do you think?
Step to a.
Step. Son of a. Yeah, this is Step to a by Liney. God, I'm never going to hear it the same way because of that. Kind of sounds like that in the song too. Oh no. Nate's listening right now just like punching his knees like, why? That's okay, he's ruined a ton of songs for me. One of them is You Are the Piece of Meat I Wish I Didn't Eat. It's vegan clarity. we'll save some of the other ones for off cam. Let's get into it. This is Step To It by Liney.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I'll say killer track for that one. I really like that one. I like the whole dang album. It's really good. I highly recommend. We're going to play it later. I mean, not later this show, but later in the future. But highly recommend Fire, King, Rude, Money. Heard You is insane. Heard You might be my favorite, which is weird because it's like so different from the rest of the album, but it's cool. It's cool to know that Liney like wanted to make that stuff too. And also Digital Runaway and Try. Okay, honestly, I basically just didn't say like 3 out of the 11 tracks, but it's fine. That means it's a good album. Are you sure you don't want to bless the audience with a PSA reading from yours truly? They hear my sweet, sultry voice all the time. Could be yours.
I kind of want to hear it live this time. I always do it when
That's
I'm
crazy.
Here. You know?
Okay, do you want to pick one quick?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. A classic. I've probably read this one upwards of 10 times because the picture is goofy. Walking is good exercise. PSA.
Mm-hmm.
Do you walk?
At my job.
Dabble?
I dabble.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving, or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus to Medford and Harvard. Let me try that over again. It's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus to Medford in Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. What I will say is you're never safe enough. Met long-time listeners know that even if you are paying attention and you aren't on a bike and you're walking, you can still get hit by a car and be like 3 minutes late to your radio show.
I clicked at the end.
I still never got that guy's license plate. I could have been crazy. Liney's great. Yeah. No, Liney's insane. You should check out the rest of the album. I think you would have a great time with it. I have one other track that I want to play that's new-ish. It's one of the new Subtronic songs. He's going to drop Fibonacci Part 2 eventually, which many people are in a debate on whether that should be 1 or 2. Okay, that's some high-level humor there. But this is really not. Anyway...
Calculators are cool.
Mostly, yeah, love numbers. This will probably be on Fibonacci Part 2, but even if not, I really, really like it. And Subtronic's just played the Sphere at Las Vegas, which is, like, kind of crazy for people that make this kind of music. You know, like, I would have expected, like, Doja Cat at the Sphere or T-Pain, but it was... Subtronic, and he was so cool with it, and you should definitely see some of the videos. Like, his visuals are so fit for the Sphere. It goes kind of hard, but I especially like this song because it's a little bit more chill slash like emotional, and Subtronic has like a very interesting way of expressing that in his music. And also the second drop has some house beat to it, or like 4 to the Floor, and I love whenever Subtronic does that. One of my favorite songs by him is Alien Communication, mostly because it has a really great 4 to the Floor beat for a little bit toward the end. It just goes so hard. Love it. So here is Friends featuring vocals from Linny, who also performed live at the Sphere alongside Grabitz and some other big collab names. It seems like it was a really great experience for everyone involved. He has a really cute video of his parents showing up early to the show too and just like filming the entire ceiling because it's all a screen. Very, very fun. Yeah, let's get into it, and then we'll probably have time for like 1, 2, 3 more, a little bit of banter, who knows. Anything you want to say before I cut you off preemptively? Dang, well played. Okay, he just looked at me and smirked like I'm not going to give you the joy. That's how you're supposed to respond, I suppose.
See you again.
Nobody knows what is right. Nobody gets inside. Nobody sees his mind. Has anybody seen my face?
ever felt. It is all from the same source. The universe experiencing itself.
I know someone in chat who could have picked out what that song was due to the 1 second that played. That's crazy of him, but I don't know if we're actually going to get to it, because I was going to play it in response to another song that we've cut off the list, but now might play, but now we won't have
time.
Do
you want to just...
Nah, no, I've played that so many times. It's a great song, but... Pshaw. Or as Pshaw. Or as Hornet says...
Pshaw!
Pshaw! Okay, nice. Yeah, or you could produce a cool mix. No. not necessarily in my wheelhouse yet, but thanks for the enthusiasm. Okay, you want to do Honestly, you said?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, oh, we also had 1-800. Not Jonestly. No. I'm definitely looking this up in my own catalog of songs. Here's a track called Honestly by Thorns and vocals from Kasane Tedo, who is a Vocaloid. So human language produced by a computer program in certain specific tones and timbres. And wait, he clocked me for recognizing that 1 second. That's it. That's my snipe. You can snipe the song, and I'll snipe your thought process of being like, oh, is he going to play Human Songs by Pouta? That's what that was. That's what it was. But no, it's a different Vocaloid for now. It's fine. We both have heard that song enough times. Am I right, my friend?
It's still your show if you want to, you know. I gave you 19
vetoes. It was a trick question. There's never enough times of listening to that song, and every time I do, every third time, it makes me cry.
So we must have been on the second.
Yeah. And I'm not going to put the third on air. I'll never recover.
All right, for your sake, let's go with my
for
song.
Let's do Honestly. Looking out for you, for now. Brother. And then we'll probably do one more kind of goofy song on the way out. Let's get into it.
Keep on improving. We'll be right back.
as good as the real thing. Since a fake must work to keep on improving.
All right, that was Honestly by Thorns and Kasane Tedo. Goes hard. I love the outro to that. I love anything that has like a gated volume, like art where it just like cuts and cuts and cuts and then comes back up. There's a scientific like reason for that, perhaps, and that's because the sound wave moves the most when you bring it back to its like middle point. So there's like technically more energy there than like if you had like a quieter sound that it levels to, probably.
here you had me going.
I'm pulling that out of nowhere. All right, we'll throw on something to let the next show move into here.
Something that makes me smile.
Something that makes my brother smile. Where'd you find this?
Well, you know, my good friend Gunther showed it to me.
Gunther the bodybuilder? What's his favorite pose?
The smile.
Well, I feel very lucky that you're on the show today.
I feel lucky to be here.
And this is Lucky I'm So Lucky by Lucky Twice. TikTok trends slowed and sped up and something else.
Bye, guys.
You can fool yourself. I promise it will help. Now every single day, I just want to hear you say it.
And this was Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good night. Love you all. Bye.